Lesson 13. Moses chapter 6, verses 1 through 47. Also Genesis 5. Introduction. Adam's righteous posterity kept a book of remembrance, taught the gospel to their families, and invited all men to repent. Enoch, one of Adam's descendants, was called to preach repentance to the people and was called a seer. Suggestions for teaching. Moses chapter 6, verses 1 through 25. Adam's posterity keep a book of remembrance and teach their children the gospel. Please refer to the drawing of a chain on page 45 of lesson 13. Show students a chain or draw one on the board. Invite them to imagine that the chain represents their ancestors, including their parents, themselves, and their descendants, including their future children. Explain that because we are linked with our ancestors and descendants, certain traits, traditions, and teachings are often passed on from generation to generation. What have your parents or ancestors passed on to you? What do you think are the most useful things you could pass on to your future children? Invite a student to read aloud the chapter summary for Genesis 5. Ask the class to notice the names that are part of Adam's chain of descendants. Explain that Genesis 5 does not provide any details about Adam and his posterity. Remind students that as the prophet Joseph Smith made inspired changes to the Bible, the Lord revealed to him many plain and precious truths that had been lost before the Bible was compiled. Moses 6 and 7 contain significant details not contained in Genesis 5 about one of Adam's descendants, the prophet Enoch. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Moses chapter 6, verses 1, 13, 21, and 23. Ask the class to follow along and look for what Adam and his righteous descendants passed on to their children. What did Adam and his righteous descendants teach their children? From the example of Adam and his posterity, what can we learn about the responsibility parents have to their children? Students may use different words, but they should identify something similar to the following doctrine. Parents are responsible to teach their children the ways of God. Invite students to consider how their parents or other parents they know have carried out the responsibility to teach their children the ways of God. Ask a few students to share their observations. Summarize Moses chapter 6, verses 2 through 3 by explaining that Adam and Eve had a son named Seth. After Abel's death, Seth was chosen to hold the keys of the priesthood and thus carry the responsibilities of the priesthood to succeeding generations. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Moses chapter 6, verses 4 through 8. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Adam and his descendants did that would help them teach their children. What kind of record did Adam and his posterity keep? What do you think they wanted their children to remember? Explain that in our day, a book of remembrance can take many forms. It can be a journal, a diary, or anything we use to record inspiring thoughts and events about our lives and the lives of those we know. How might keeping a book of remembrance help you teach your children the ways of God? Ask students if one of their family members has kept a book of remembrance that has encouraged them to follow the ways of God. Invite one or two students to share their experiences. Note: help students feel the truth and importance of doctrines and principles. Students are more likely to apply doctrines and principles they have found in the Scriptures when they feel their truth and importance through the Spirit and sense some urgency to incorporate them in their lives. One effective way to help students feel the truth and importance of doctrines and principles is to encourage them to reflect on and share personal experiences related to these truths. Invite students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals a goal about what they will do to prepare to teach their children the ways of God. Summarize Moses chapter 6, verses 9 through 25 by explaining that Adam and his righteous posterity continued to teach the gospel to their families, even when those around them became wicked. Moses chapter 6, verses 26 through 47. Enoch is called to preach and begins his ministry. Write the following questions on the board and invite students to ponder them. When have you felt like you were not good enough? When have you felt like you had a weakness that kept you from doing something the Lord had asked you to do? Inform students that Enoch had such feelings when the Lord called him to cry repentance to his people. Invite students to look for principles that can address these feelings as they study Enoch's experience in Moses 6. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Moses chapter 6, verses 26 through 28. Ask the class to follow along and look for phrases that describe Enoch's people. How did the Lord describe the people Enoch was called to teach? What could it mean that the people's hearts were hard and their ears were dull of hearing? They resisted the promptings of the Spirit and did not hearken to the Lord's counsel. What do you think it means that their eyes cannot see afar off, found in verse 27? One possible answer might be that they do not look beyond the present. You may want to suggest that students mark this phrase. Invite a student to read Moses 6:31 aloud and ask the class to follow along looking for Enoch's response to the Lord's call. What concerns did Enoch express about his ability to fulfill the Lord's call? How does Enoch's concern about his weaknesses show that he also could not see afar off at this time? Invite a student to read Moses chapter 6 verses 32 through 34 aloud and ask the class to look for promises that the Lord made to Enoch. Invite students to identify phrases that stand out to them and explain why they stand out. According to verse 32, what did the Lord tell Enoch he needed to do in order to receive these promises? What can we learn from these verses about what the Lord will do if we do what he asks despite our weaknesses? Students may identify a variety of principles, including the following. If we go and do what the Lord commands, he will be with us and help us. How might this principle help those who feel inadequate or incapable of doing what the Lord has asked of them? Invite students to think of a time when they have seen, or read about, someone who did what the Lord asked in spite of their weaknesses and received the Lord's help. Ask a few students to share their thoughts with the class. You may also want to share about a time when you did something the Lord asked and were blessed with his help to accomplish it. Display a container of clay or thick mud and a container of water. Invite a student to read Moses 6 verses 35 and 36 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord instructed Enoch to do with these items. What did the Lord instruct Enoch to do? To help students better understand the context and content of these verses, ask them to describe where clay comes from. If they do not know, explain that clay is a type of soil from the earth. What was the result of Enoch anointing his eyes with clay and then washing the clay from them? He was able to see with spiritual eyes rather than just his natural eyes. What do you think the act of Enoch anointing his eyes with clay and then washing them might symbolize? After students respond, explain that the Lord had Enoch anoint his eyes with clay and then wash them to teach him about his sacred role as a seer. Even though we are not called to be seers as Enoch was, we can still benefit from learning and seeing things with spiritual eyes. Invite students to identify a principle we can learn from the Lord's instructions to Enoch and the blessing that resulted. Students might express a principle similar to the following. By strict obedience and with the Lord's help, we can see with spiritual eyes. What do you think it means to see with spiritual eyes? Ask students to think about why they would want to be able to see life from a spiritual perspective. Invite a few students to share their thoughts with the class. Ask students to ponder what they could do to be more obedient so they can better see life from a spiritual perspective. Invite them to set a goal to be more obedient so they can see with spiritual eyes. Point out the word seer in verse 36 and explained that because God gave Enoch power to see things not visible to the natural eye, he was called a seer. You may want to explain that the apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have been called of God to be prophets, seers, and revelators in our day. What is a seer? To help students understand the meaning of Enoch's call as a prophet, seer, and revelator, invite a student to read aloud the following statements by Elder John A. Witzo of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "A seer is one who sees with spiritual eyes. He perceives the meaning of that which seems obscure to others. Therefore, he is an interpreter and clarifier of eternal truth. He foresees the future from the past and the present. In short, he is one who sees, who walks in the Lord's light with open eyes. A prophet is a teacher of known truth. A seer is a perceiver of hidden truth. A revelator is a bearer of new truth." End quote. From Evidences and Reconciliations by G. Homer Durham. Invite a student to read Moses chapter 6, verses 37 through 39 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the people responded to Enoch's preaching. What phrases describe how the people responded to Enoch? Why do you think some people might be offended by the prophets, seers, and revelators in our day? Invite a student to read Moses chapter 6, verse 40 aloud, and ask the class to find out what Mahijah asked Enoch. Ask students to imagine that one of their friends or family members asked them similar questions about the prophet today. To help them think about how they might respond, invite a student to read Moses chapter 6, verses 41 through 43 aloud. Ask the class to look for how Enoch responded. Invite a few students to explain how they would respond to their friends. Invite a student to read Moses chapter 6, verse 47 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and notice the people's reaction to Enoch's words. How does the people's reaction recorded in verse 47 relate to the Lord's promises to Enoch described in verses 32 through 34? What are some teachings and insights from the prophets and apostles of our day that demonstrate that they are true seers? Conclude by inviting one or two students to share their testimony of the Lord's prophets, seers, and revelators. You might consider sharing your testimony as well.